A Madison police officer shot and killed a man as four officers attempted to arrest him this week on Madison's Near East Side. Cell phone video of the altercation quickly went viral. The community response was swift, demanding answers and action. Reporter and videographer Marissa Wojcik has more. But first, a warning to viewers, this video contains sounds of gunfire.
Who died today?
Corey!
Who was murdered today?
Corey!
We want the officer's name tonight and we want him arrested.
Protesters swelled the main traffic artery leading to the state capitol Wednesday. Soon after, police shot and killed Corey Ruiz during an arrest.
We all witnessed on social media last night a human being take the life of another human being.
We were all there.
Outrage over what online footage showed led community members to disrupt a city press conference and an event at the Capitol.
A lot of these faces don't even care. And what is going on is wrong, but yet y'all sit here with stale faces.
Police say officers responded to a call of a man checking parked vehicles. After he attempted to flee, a physical altercation ensued. One officer attempted to use a taser, which failed. Police say Ruiz injured an officer with a knife before that officer opened fire.
When you see someone shot on camera and this shooting happens within a matter of, you know, 1, 2, 3 seconds, that is angering and is horrifying and is heartbreaking.
I want to be clear. It does not matter who you are or what your past is. You should not lose your life as a result of an encounter with law enforcement. That should not happen.
City officials responded to calls for accountability Thursday.
My first thought is, when the officer is walking away, why isn't he walking away in cuffs? That's my first thought.
We don't want their foot on George Floyd's neck, and we don't want to hear it today.
It's really understandable that people want answers right now. I want them to. But the honest truth is that good investigations take time. We have to let the investigation play out.
This is an open and active homicide investigation right now.
The investigation is being led by the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation.
I think everyone in this room can feel the thinness of trust in this city right now, right? I can feel it. It did not start yesterday, and it's not abstract. It's the direct result, I think, of what our community has gone through and we have watched repeat.
This shooting happened a block and a half from where Tony Robinson was shot and killed by a Madison police officer in 2015. It happened near the same corner where Paul Heenan was shot and killed by a police officer in Madison in 2012. So three fatal encounters with your police department within roughly 14 years on the same handful of blocks.
This is not new to Madison. This is the third death of a black man on Willie Street. This is not new. That's why when we say no justice, we mean no peace.
There is not enough de-escalation. There are poor training methods, and then there is a tendency to go to the most lethal form of subduing somebody as possible. When you pull out a gun, someone is gonna die, and we've seen it happen time and time again, and we need that to change now.
Many in the community are calling for all officers to wear body cameras.
As you know, we don't have a broad deployment of body-worn cameras in Madison, and I understand that this fact does create another challenge to repairing trust in our community.
And wondering why the department isn't already deploying them.
So the community advocated against implementation of body-worn cameras for some years. And then more importantly, more recently, the community took a different turn and supports body-worn cameras. In the time that I've been on the council, the support for body-worn cameras has increased. And they'll be funded. I'm confident that they'll be funded.
We're not going to wait for a final report from DCI. To begin the work of examining our policies, our training, and response. We're going to do that now.
So we'll be here every night until we get justice for the family.
There is a collective anger. There is a collective pain. There's a collective loss.
Say his name!
Reporting from Madison, I'm Marissa Wojcik for Here and Now.